Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. Is that how I do it?
Yeah,
I got very confused then.
I think so.
It is, isn't it? I better do that again. Let's just keep this rolling so people know how rubbish this show is. Oh. Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
It's all right. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I can't quite believe, after doing this show for 10 years, I couldn't remember how to start it. That was a band called Nosebleed, Tony. One of nine bands we've never played on the show before this week.
Okay.
How about that? First time in absolutely ages, I think, that we've done a show where we're not playing a second track off a band or something, or, you know, another one off an album or an old favourite or something. Nine brand new ones.
Brilliant.
And that band Nosebleed, Tony, they're all the way from Leeds, Tony.
Oh.
And they rock out quite significantly. And they're playing a Manchester Punk Festival. And Manchester Punk Festival have released yet another free-to-download compilation to advertise the thing. Absolutely brilliant, with another Tony Levin's bands on it, including Wonk Unit.
Oh, brilliant. Of course, yeah, they're playing, aren't they?
Yeah, but we don't have... We're not playing the Wonk Unit track on this week's show, but there are... I think we might be playing four tracks off it this week. That was the first one, anyway. Band called Nosebleed, who I absolutely love, other than their spelling of It's of All Right in It's All Right. Because it's that modern spelling all you people do, which is A-L-L-I-G-H-T, and I'm still the old fuddy-duddy that spells it as two words, A-L-L space R-I-G-H-T, which is, of course, grammatically correct. It's not already. But I'm letting that go, Tony.
Okay. I've always said all right. I'm a 1L kind of guy.
Well, of course you are, Tony. You're a man of numbers, not a man of words.
This is true.
If you check my adding up, you'd be equally critical. What is Nosebleed's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Nosebleed Band.
It is! Good effort, Tony. That's probably being internet nil, Tony one. Do make sure you check out their Facebook page. Find out more about Nosebleed. Right, now every week, Tony, I invite people to send in their poems and jokes. Poems to Poetry Corner, which is paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, Poetry Corner, or jokes to Comedy Suburbs. Same deal, but title your email, Comedy Suburbs. And pretty much every week, I get knackle. This week, I've got both. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to save the Comedy Suburbs for the end of the show.
That's a good idea.
Isn't it?
It is.
It's almost inspirational.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But first up, and again, I'd forgotten about this, but a couple of weeks ago, well, more than that, actually, maybe 3 weeks ago, I did a poem in protest, didn't I, that we hadn't had a Poetry Corner. I did one that I'd made up that morning.
Yes.
Yeah. And I didn't realise the negative effect it had had on our listenership.
All right.
So this comes from our mate Nez, who gets in touch quite a lot. He said, here's one for you, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes, but it's all explained in the poem.
Okay.
It hasn't got a title. He didn't even give it a title. He was so disgusted with me, there's not even a title for this poem. It just says Poetry Corner. There once was a comedian who loved his punk. He wrote a ditty about his spunk. Inspired by his morning glory, he wrote the story, but please don't do it again because it was gross and bad and didn't rhyme and made me chock on my cornflakes. I'm not exactly sure what happens when you chock on your cornflakes. And then he's put, all the best, Nez. No, not all the best. But anyway, I think he probably meant choke on my cornflakes, but he did write chock, C-H-O-C-K. So anything that can make you chock on your cornflakes, that's made me chock on my cornflakes, that has, Tony. It's a phrase of the week. We've got it all. So we haven't got a word of the week this week. We've got a phrase of the week, and that is chock on my cornflakes. If in doubt, if something's disgusting, you're not happy with it, I think that's where he's going with it. Says, oh my goodness, that nearly made me chock on my cornflakes.
Chock on my cornflakes.
Oh, I love the way you say it, Tony. Say it again. You sound
chock on my cornflakes. It's got to be in vaguely ragga kind of style.
I was saying, you did sound... You
chock
sound
on my cornflakes.
You did sound vaguely Caribbean the way you went for that. Right, anyway, if you have a better poem than that, and you do, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Poetry Corner. We'll do the comedy suburbs at the end of the show. Deal?
Deal.
Right, next band, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Now, when I came to put the show together this week, I realised that every band, unusually for us, was from the UK.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
But I had one track left, and I couldn't find a new band from the UK to play that I wanted to, so we've ended up with a band from Sweden. Right, a band called Rido, Tony. R-I-D-E-A-U. I don't know if it's pronounced Rido.
Rido?
It's French, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's a French word, Tony.
It sounds vaguely French, but
it
you
does,
know,
doesn't it?
I don't mean grammar.
We've got
numbers.
More,
I can do numbers.
Yeah, we've got more French word nonsense in the second half of the show as well.
I've got smashing.
Anyway, this band are from Sweden. We can safely say they rock. Kind of hardcore punk. So, well, are they? I don't know. Yeah, I suppose. And only recent arrivals to the UK. I think they've been doing rather well in Europe, but haven't made much of an effort to get over here until now. So we're going to play a track by them right now, Tony. What is their website?
Rido.se?
It is.
Hmm.
You're being a bit of a legend already this week, Tony. It's Tony 2, Paulie being Internet Nil, and this is Bloodshot.
Yeah.
you're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Rideau. And if you like them, same with any band we play, if you like them, get in touch and we'll play more by them.
Hmm.
That would seem sensible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Well, let's kick these damn doors wide open or whatever I say these days then.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. yes, thanks.
This is so, these are just, I can't really call them in jokes. This is just a show of in things, isn't it? But they're not in fashionable.
No.
They're like, we're a bit obscure to the new listener.
You got to listen to the show a while.
Yeah.
Chocolate cornflakes.
It could make you chocolate on your cornflakes. Chocolate cornflakes.
Chocolate cornflakes.
Yeah, all right.
If you are on Facebook, please do leave a Facebook comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio.
I thought you were going to say, then, if you are on Facebook, please do chocolate cornflakes.
Chocolate cornflakes. yeah, just get in touch. What you'd like, didn't like, leave a message, comment, whatever you want. Yeah, do it, basically. But it's all right. I think we are getting a few these days. It is nice. So yes. Thank you for your comments. Yes. So I'm going to read four out.
Blimey.
I know.
You all day.
So, first up, Tim Shotter.
Hello, Tim.
I think this is a comment from something a few weeks ago. He says, Thunderball is only a quid. I think this is down to the we spoke about the lottery being £2. He says Thunderball's a quid. I have no idea what that means.
I didn't know the Thunderball was only a quid. But Tim does help us with infotainment on a number of occasions, doesn't he?
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. In that case, then, I might start doing Thunderball.
There you go.
Oh, that was to do with the poem.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That all ties in beautifully, but you have to go back and find the poem and then work out why this is important.
You've got to do your own work this week.
You really do. We're not your mother.
In response to last week's show, David Sheckley's been in touch.
Hello, Dave.
He says, thanks for playing Dead Flowers. Much appreciated.
Absolute pleasure. And we have kind of met him, of course.
We have.
Yeah.
Well, we've been sitting in the same room.
We didn't actually really meet them. We just watched them.
Yes.
And then I wrote them a letter and they handed me 2 CDs. because the band on After Them were too noisy to be it's pathetic. Well, anyway, yeah. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Gary Johnson also responded saying, thanks for playing Punk Rock Stories and the Tabloid Tales. He's all the best, Gary. Poet. The punk poet, indeed.
Punk poet.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Gary.
And finally, Timo Schmidt.
We might be playing more by both of those artists, by the way. It's not a case of we don't only play a band once if we get a load of stuff through. Well, every once in a while we'll give him a little revisit, don't we?
Yeah, definitely. But Tim has been in touch.
Hello, Schmidt. Well, he's in touch weekly,
isn't he? Just
he's brilliant, love him.
And he says, liking Ghent, I consider twatting you, Tony, but your awesome job on the beds each week stopped me. And the mild quirkiness, my experience is
Tony, you'll have to put that in for yourself now.
My experience of Ghent is from 2005. On a motorbike, on the way to Wales, 650-mile round trip, the gentleman decided to close down the motorway for maintenance work.
The gentleman, I like
the gentleman. Non-existent detour signs pre-Satavira. Spent 2 hours riding loops in the inners and outers of Ghent, which would have taken 10 minutes otherwise. So no, Ghent is not a nice town in my experience. Well, Timo, yeah, well, you know how I feel about the Belgian roads.
Yeah.
That doesn't affect the town. Ghent's lovely. The roads in Belgium are all twats. You could have the entire, whatever, not the autobahn system, whatever they call it.
This is a very early super twatting we've got going on here.
The Belgian roads are ridiculous. I mean, I've spent hours on them.
It's a twat.
Yeah. Well, Ghent's lovely. If you can not drive there, it's beautiful. And yeah, I mean, I've driven it to Ghent as well, and it's not even nice to drive around the town.
But I've said before, Tony, the Belgians are famous for two things. Chocolate and paedophilia.
Yep.
The two are not unrelated.
Motorways are not. Well, there you go. So I appreciate that, Timo, but, you know,
yeah,
I'm with you. And still, he knows about the Antwerp Ring Road as well.
Still absolutely valid.
We never mentioned about Timo, did we?
What do you mean we never mentioned about
Timo? Well, he sent us a package.
Oh, God, he did. Yeah, well, no, because I'm saving it.
Oh, you're saving it?
Don't spoil the surprise.
I
not on this week's
that.
Show.
Okay.
It's going to happen at some point when we least expect it, the way it used to, if you remember.
Yeah, that's true. But Timo, it got here.
Yeah.
There you go.
And if we haven't thanked you properly yet, don't worry, we are going to.
There you go.
Because anyone who's going to send that nonsense from Germany, A, needs professional help, but B, needs at least a thank you.
And he did his homework getting here because we don't have a post address.
No.
So, well done. Anyway, that's it for Facebook.
Well done, yeah. But we're not telling you what it is yet.
God, no.
Can you guess what it is yet?
That's it for Facebook this week.
In that case, that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
No.
Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
First up, now I'm calling them the Deadites. But I suppose...
That'd be right.
I suppose they could be the Deadities. But the Deadites, all the way from Peterborough, Tony.
Mm.
A well-known punk rock town. And also performing at this year's Manchester Punk Festival. And this is another one of the tracks I've taken from their latest free-to-download compilation. I haven't given you the details from the Manchester Punk Festival because I obviously have forgotten to write them down.
Right.
But if you type in Manchester Punk Festival 2016 to that there, Google, you'll find out everything you know, and you will be able to find the link to this free download that you should get because they're basically giving you free albums.
They are, and I think it's manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk.
I think you're incredibly clever, Tony.
I think we've had it before. I think having looked at it a few weeks ago, I think what it is.
Yes,
yeah.
Because I'm always ridiculous at actually finding information out. And it's put together by TNS.
Yeah.
My friends TNS as well. So, and hello to you, TNS.
Hello.
Right. So, anyway, point is, Tony.
Uh-huh.
The Deadites are playing. And this is a track I rather like. I rather like. But what is their Bandcamp page?
Deadites.bandcamp.com.
TheDeaditesUK.bandcamp.com.
Really?
And you know, it's probably Internet 1, Tony 2, and we regularly have a problem with any band that have UK on the end of their name if it's if it's a plural, because it always looks like the Deadites suck. Anyway, stay tuned for Skellens. I'll tell you about them after we've heard this. This is My Time You Are A-Wasting.
You're waiting for nothing. It's 'cause you're waiting.
Tuna Town?
I'm a sucker for punishment. These words are a testament to the cigarette burns on my chest, like medals from a war. Despite what you believe, I'd like less spite with my sweetness. She said, I love you to pieces, but we can never be friends. She said, I love you more than the next man who creeps in my bed. Looked her in the eyes and then I said, would you do me wrong tonight? I am a thorn you've got to side. To leave me with this, if she tells you punishment, lying listless on your bedroom floor. I was torn into pieces, I've been broken before. Despite what you believe, I'd like to spite with my sweetness. She said I wanted you forever, yeah. But not the voices in your head. Dead, I'm sure you'll find another deadbeat to share your bed. I raised an eyebrow and then I went, so you do me wrong. I am a thorn you've got to side. To leave it with this, if she tells you I am not the one. Would you do me wrong if I was a thorn stuck in your side? I'd leave you with this gift of hopeless thoughts and move along. Do me wrong. Do me wrong tonight. I'm a fawn, you've got the side. Do you leave it with this? It should tell you I am not the one. Would you do me wrong if I was a thorn stuck in your side? I'd leave you with this gift of hopeless thoughts and move along.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've not got my teeth in very well at the moment, have I? Do I sound a bit...
You sound fine.
Oh, good, right. So that was Skellums, Tony.
Hmm.
Right. Now, Skellums are a band whose lead singer was watching Pete Doherty on stage and liked him and threw his own CD at him, and Pete Doherty picked it up, put it in his pocket... Well, no, listen to it. Liked it so much, he invited the band on tour with him.
Oh, brilliant.
That's quite cool, isn't it? That's cool. Is very cool, actually.
It's very cool.
That is like, how cool is that? How did you get on the tour? I threw a CD at the lead singer. I bet you wonder what smacked him in the leg.
Good on him, though. Well, I wouldn't advise, you know, many people doing that.
Great. And, maybe considered a little bit light for this show, that track. I really like the start of it, and it obviously it keeps, and it's good, but when it gets into the chorus, for me it's a little bit pop, but it is a real, but saying that, wait for the second half when I'm playing a full on pop music number.
Oh dear.
Not oh dear, Tony.
Okay.
Happy days, I think you mean.
Happy days.
Brilliant, Paul. What a great decision to make.
we've played pop before, played you,
we have. This is the B-side of the current single.
Okay.
By Skellums. You can find out more about it via their website, which is...
Skellums.com?
It is. Tony 3, Paul B. Internet 1. You're doing remarkably well this week, my friend. Remarkably well. However, what I really want to know is, did you do anything last week?
Don't think so.
Good.
I think so.
Yeah, just guess what I don't care. If you don't think so, that'll do.
Alright, what did you get to?
Because I've got a story.
Okay.
I've got a proper, full on, brilliant, magical story. And this story is, back in 1996, Tony.
Yeah.
I'll ask you to think back 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
Back in 1996, mm-hmm. I bought, now I think it was a Vox magazine. Do you remember Vox? Does Vox still exist?
I don't think so.
Anyway, it's so long ago, Tony, that they didn't have free CDs with the magazine. They had free tapes.
Oh, wow.
It was the last year of free tapes, right? And on this free tape, there was a track by a band called Tiger. And the track was called Where's the Love? And I thought it was absolutely brilliant. But at the time, the internet was only just getting going. There wasn't a lot of information about them. Where I lived, there weren't any record shops that had any stuff by Tiger in stock. And I never managed to find anything out about Tiger, right?
Okay.
But I never stopped liking the song, Tony. And as long as I had a cassette recorder in my car, I would occasionally play the compilation with, it was a good compilation actually, play the compilation with that track on it.
Okay.
Where's the Love by Tiger. Really liked it. Time goes on, civilizations ride and fall, and cities crumble to dust, Tony.
They do.
But over the years, I never stopped thinking about that track and wondering about the band. I have a chance conversation with my mate Rob Heaney, a stand-up comic, 2 or 3 years ago. And he mentions that he's got a machine that you plug your, that you put your cassette into, and then it's got, it hooks in, into the computer and it makes everything MP3s.
Yeah.
Oh, and fantastic. Can I give you this tape so I can get this, I only want this one song off it. He went, of course I'll do that. He's never got round to it. And I've badgered him for the last 3 years trying to get this song, Where's the Love, right? Never got it. Another chance conversation with two friends of mine, two of the coolest people I know, actually, who live in Letchworth Garden City now, but had met at college in North London and were very much in the, on that kind of Britpoppy indie cool scene, the like of which Tiger sort of came out the back of a bit. And the chance conversation went, when I said to them, oh, I really like this band from them, I can never find anything out about them, called Tiger. And they went, oh, we love Tiger. So immediately it meant that I wasn't mental loving this song. Tiger were cool. They just were very, very elusive in terms of where I could get their stuff, right?
Okay.
Finally, when I moved up here, so in November, when I moved here now, I decided that I needed something inspirational that would make me, that would help me kickstart my move here, right?
Mm.
So I thought, I'm going to have a look on that there eBay and that there Amazon and that there internet, see if I can find this band called Tiger. And I couldn't find the song Where's the Love, but I did find their first album, We Are Puppets, and I bought it, Tony.
Excellent.
I bought it, and I had it on in the car on a loop again and again and again all the way to work for pretty much the 2 months that I was doing that job in the warehouse, right?
Okay.
So I kind of learned it and I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. And it was exactly what I needed. It was upbeat. It was fun. It was quirky. It was like, it rocked out in places. Not all the way through. It had some slower numbers on, but I really, really liked it. I thought it was really cool. Right. So, but I still wanted to find Where's the Love. Then last week, I thought, I've had enough of this. I'm just going to go on the net and I'm going to spend a night finding all this stuff. And the thing that I wanted to buy it on when I finally discovered that it had been the B-side to a single was there was a 6-track EP, because I could find the CD single of it, a 3-tracker that you get from Belgium and that, but there was a 6-track UK release, a 6-track US release that had Where's the Love on it and 5 other tracks. I thought, that's the one I want. But I couldn't find it anywhere. And eventually I thought, sod this, I'm going to go on the Wikipedia page for Tiger. I'm going to find out the makeup of the band and I'm going to start contacting them directly. Because that's what you do, isn't it, Tony? When you've had enough of trying to find somebody by a band, you just get in touch with the band.
Yeah.
And I started off with the lead singer, Dan. And I sent him a Facebook message the other day saying, look, I know you might think I'm a nutter, but I am really looking to get this EP. I can't find it anywhere. Do you by any chance have any copies that I could buy one of you, right? Thinking that mostly when you're a band, and I know when I've done things in the studio, You take away a box of CDs with you regardless, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Anyway, he got back in touch with me really, really quickly, right, and said, mate, I'm really sorry. I've got the right bloke. I'd had to check. I've had to go in his Facebook friends and find other members of the band in his Facebook friends to establish that he was the bloke with that name that I'm on about, right? Right. I didn't want to get in touch with the wrong fella.
Okay.
Right. I get a message back saying, actually, I haven't got any copies of that at all. It was only released in the US, which I found out. He said, and it didn't sell very well. In fact, all I got from the record company was an empty box. And then the following line, which I thought was a bit rubbish. So I'm laughing. And I'm thinking, and it's mad, but I'm thinking, wow, I'm now having a chat with the lead singer of Tiger, this band I've been looking for 20 years on Facebook, and we seem to be getting on. Right? He said, if you like, I'll send you the MP3s. I went, that would be brilliant. So he sent me the MP3s. So finally, Tony, I had the opportunity to play on Punky Radio in what would normally be the From the Vault section, Where's the Love?
Brilliant.
Guess what?
What's that?
I'm going to play another track of it instead.
Draw that.
Yeah. It's brilliant, Tony. Absolutely brilliant. 6-track EP. Where's the Love is great, but on reflection, I didn't think it would be quite right to play that first. By okay. Tiger.
Are you saving it?
I'm saving it, Tony.
Okay.
I'm saving it for a special occasion. The title track of the 6-track EP, Shining in the Wood, is, of course, Shining in the Wood. And that's the track we're going to play. And you can actually, I've now had a look for it, and you can, there's a brilliant YouTube video of it as well. Do check out the video of Shining in the Wood. Tiger were criticised in the music press in some quarters for not making enough effort to look cool in that one or two of the members of the band had mullets, right?
Right. But
they're great mullets, Tony.
Okay.
They're not them spiky Chuckle Brothers mullets. They're that very early U2 sort of Duran Duran mullets. They're cool as.
Okay, I'll have to have a look.
You will, indeed. But anyway, the point is, thank you so much to Dan. And Dan, just so you know, I was so pleased that you'd sent me those that I have now ordered their second album, Miseria, and the two CD singles that make up the 6-track release for the US. I'm now getting them from Europe. So basically, I've spent £20 online last night thinking, sod it, I'm just going to buy them.
Fair enough.
So I've had the MP3s off him, but I'm also buying the stuff. So whether you like it or not, we're playing more Tiger in future weeks, Tony.
Okay, fine.
So this is not From the Vaults as usual, as in a track we played before. It's From the Vaults of My Mind.
Right.
Right, but there's not a website for Tiger that I can find, so we're just having half a point each here.
Okay.
So it's Tony 3.5, Paulie B and the Internet 1.5, and this is the quite unbelievable Shining in the Wood.
Change to find I never found before. Change to find I never found before.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I love that song. I love that band. I love that lead singer. We're going to have to start a campaign to get them back together for a one-off gig that in that like that stupid TV program thing.
Oh, they God, what, the 80s gig? One?
What, sorry?
Is it the 80s one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But I mean, I suppose they might still gig. I just...
Yeah, might do.
It sounds bad, doesn't it? I didn't really want to pry. It's, I didn't really want to go, so what are you doing now anyway? When can I come see you? How are you doing? Can I have a cup of tea? Like, you know, he wasn't, because you can get too familiar with people Facebook messaging too quickly, can't you? So, and he was really, really nice bloke. We had a little conversation about cider as well, Tony.
Okay.
Turns out I'm a bit harder than he is when it comes to cider. He's a bit scared of the rough stuff, and as you know, I embrace the rough stuff.
What is he doing, Bournemouth?
No, he didn't say what sort of stuff. No, I think he'd be doing Bulmers or maybe Thatchers or maybe some more obscure type of cider, but not the bits with dog floating in it that I like.
Right, okay.
Not that old-fashioned rough cider scrumpy that has no fizz, you know, the flat stuff that just gets you massively drunk.
Yes, I recall having organic cider not so long ago.
Yeah, that's right, but that was a fizzy one.
Was it? I haven't been flat.
Yeah, you're right. Flat, I think it was flat, Tony.
Yeah, you're right. There was no floaty bits in that.
There weren't any floaty. No, it was a bit sparkly and a bit see-through. I like the cloudy stuff.
Made me chuck on my cornflakes.
It did make you chuck on your cornflakes.
It really did.
Anyway, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Somewhere else.
Yes. Thanks for your gigs. If you're having a gig to read out, this is International Gig Guide, so it can be anywhere and anyhow. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. Title email gig guide. So I've got two this week.
Right.
Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint. Now, we do owe Sussex Saint an apology, don't we? Because we did kind of poo-poo his attempt to get us a new venue.
Yeah, that is true. Well, you didn't like it. But it's fine. I think this is a different venue.
I like the way he 100% blamed me for that decision.
I think you went back. You did declare, I am not having this, Tony. We're not doing this venue again.
Bad point.
I can't remember what it was called. So he says, hi, Tony. This might be one to read out on this podcast. It's the Prince Albert's on Trafalgar Street in Brighton. And they have Spunk Volcano in the Eruptions.
Hang on a minute. So at the Prince Albert in Brighton, Spunk Volcano and the Eruptions.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure I wear my best suit for this.
And this is on Saturday, the 19th. They're having Scurvy, Born to Destruct, and Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots are playing as well.
So Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots are playing as well. Brilliant. Now, we've played Vicky Vortex many times on this show, haven't we?
We have, yes.
We love the Cum Shots.
We do. I don't know about Spunk Volcano, but maybe it's just as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's... Do you know how much it is? You know, guess?
Hang on. And hello to Vicky Vortex.
Hello, Vicky Vortex.
Yeah. £6.
Fiver.
See, I defaulted £6 there, Tony. It was never going to be £6.
Never going to be. But do check it out.
Yeah.
You are writing. John's been in touch.
Hello, John.
From the Bleach Boys.
Sorry. Hello, John. Got an emo.
There you go. So he's got a couple of gigs coming up. Firstly, they're a bit ahead, but 26th of March, he's playing Tea Chances in Tottenham. Badlands for me, he's an Arsenal supporter. So he did mention this before as well, Tea Chances. I think it might be a good venue to maybe start picking up. Maybe if John could let us know what that goes like on the 26th.
Yeah.
And April the 1st, Club H5 in Hitchin, is the Simon Kelly Life Celebration gig.
I know, and it's going to be a fantastic gig, and I'm very, very sorry that I won't be able to be there.
Yeah. It says it's for that gig that he is going to post ticket link on the site, which is it's the bleachboys.co.uk. So if you can, go to that. You are around.
For those of you that don't know what that's about, Simon Kelly was the original lead singer of the Bleach Boys, who sadly passed away a few months ago. Mm. Yeah. And it's going to be a great gig.
It will be a good night. So there you go. So that's that one.
But we don't know how much tickets are for that.
No, John never likes talking about the money. He's all about the music.
He's such an anarchist,
isn't he?
Anarchist, and a couple of local girls.
Chucking my conflicts. That's it for gigs this week.
Well, we're not even going to mention the devil then. That just concludes Tony's
international gig guide.
Various places.
It's all over the place.
And again, for people listening for the first time, this is, well, what do you mean you're not going to mention the devil this time? Let's play two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
More French word nonsense coming up now by a band called the Marivaux. Marivaux. Now, they are advertised being from Manchester, but I did notice something said they're from Ancoats. And as soon as it said Ancoats, anytime I see the word Ancoats, what does the word Ancoats mean to you, Tony?
I have no idea.
Ancoats to me means he paint in Salford smoky tops and parts of Ancoats from the shops, because it's pictures of matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. What was that? Capstick comes home. It's probably before your time, Tony. It's late 70s.
It sounds familiar. I've heard it, but I wouldn't know the name.
Anyway, the Marivaux, nothing like that, you'll be pleased to hear.
Okay.
They're rather good. And you can find out more about them by visiting their Facebook page, Tony, which is...
Facebook.com/TheMarivaux.
It is. Tony 4.5, Paulie being the internet 1.5. Stay tuned for Got Model. But first up, this is Ebb and Flow.
The ebb and flows, the high and lows, the ebb and flows.
systems hold you down. Lady Luck takes leave of town and the sun is shining. The sun is still shining.
Dyke Mike.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Gut Model and a track called Slime Marriage. They're another band playing at Manchester Punk Festival, Tony.
Oh, excellent, okay.
And you can find out more about them by the website, which is...
gutmodel.co.uk?
I was on about Manchester...
Manchester Punk Festival.co.uk.
Yeah, no, what's Gut Model's Bandcamp page?
Gutmodel.bandcamp.com?
It is, Tony 5.5, Paulie B and Internet 1.5. You've won, mate.
Excellent.
Bit of thrashing. Great track, that, Slime Marriage. I'd say not an easy listen in the first 10 seconds. It takes you a few seconds to get your ear around it. Once you do, you go, oh, wow, what a song.
Okay, cool.
Well done, Gut Model. So, yeah, that's a bit of a weird way for me to finish that, isn't it? Well done, Gut Model. Are you doing anything this week?
Maybe going out for a meal with the family. Maybe going away. We've been doing lots of housework with the sanding of the floors, and I think we might bugger off for a couple of days somewhere, like maybe Manchester or something.
Well, if you go to Manchester, Tony, there's a load of bands we played on this week's show.
There is. Yeah, so possibly doing something, but I don't know yet. What are you up to?
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm looking for something to do this weekend.
Okay.
I currently don't have anything to do this week at all. I mean, I'm busy with stuff.
Mm.
But at present, it's looking like a quiet weekend. But my life is going to rather explode from Thursday week. I'm going to be doing loads, so I don't mind about having a quiet week this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a bit boring, isn't it?
Well, no, not every week can be a big week.
No, it can't, Tony. I'll tell you what, though. I don't like to glorify smoking on this show particularly.
Mm.
I've got these new filters, right?
Okay.
From a cheap shop. I don't know where I got. I can't remember where I got them from. But I got, there were 250 in a bag, and I'll say the small print. I didn't look at the big print that said LOM, right? It's
LOM.
SMK or SMUK or something. I can't really read the label very well even. But yeah, and it does. And now that I look at it, everywhere it says long, 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 and. But they are really long, right?
Okay.
And I don't know whether you've seen the film The Fifth Element.
I have.
Well, you know when they're smoking fags in that, Bruce Willis in that, they've got really, really long filters with a tiny bit of tobacco on
yeah.
the end.
Yeah.
It feels like that. I feel like I'm in the Fifth Element whenever I love a fag.
Multipack. Maybe Chocolate and Cornflakes, that film. It's good.
Why did you say multipack then?
I love that. Because it's... Because she says it. Oh, it's no multipass, isn't it? Multipass.
Is it? I don't know.
I love that film. It's great.
The way you said multipack. If you haven't seen The Fifth Element, do watch it. It's a great film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really good. And all the costumes were designed, and the set layout of that was designed by Jean-Paul Gaultier, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know. It was a Frenchman who directed it, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's just great film. Great
film.
And yes, the colours are vivid.
Oh, it's incredibly vivid.
Yeah, we've ended up talking about some in there. Right, now anyway, that's that. Right, complete change of tack now, Tony, for Punky Radio.
We're going
completely off the sheet here. And I'm not sure what Fatboy's going to think of this. It's not goth, don't worry, Fatboy. But an artist called Rodney Cromwell has come to my attention, Tony.
Okay.
Rodney Cromwell is an electronic synth pop artist, but old school, uses old school synthesizers and such like Moogs and all that sort of thing that bands like Human League and Depeche Mode and all that sort of band used to use, being championed by the old guard, who are all saying, God, that finally there's someone here making music like we used to. It's about as retro as it gets, right? But right up to date as well. And I listened to the album and I thought, oh, you know what? I would like to play a track of this. It's a complete departure from what we normally play.
Okay.
But again, it's kind of like things I listened to when I was 10, 11, 12 years old. You know, because I was in the Human League and stuff like that. So I'm hoping you'll like it. If you don't, I understand.
Right, okay.
Right. But I do. That's the point. It has the Paul B. Edwards seal of approval. The Paulie B. I can't say the Punky Radio. The Paulie B. seal of approval. And you can find out more about Rodney Cromwell, should you want to, by going to his Bandcamp page, which is...
RodneyCromwell.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 6.5, Paulie B. and the Internet 1.5. You will struggle.
Maybe if you look
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rodney Cromwell and You Will Struggle from his latest album, which I like. And I feel bad about apologising for a song before I play it, but for our regular listeners, it's so different. I say different, I mean, we play all sorts, but that is so different to what we normally play. I thought I should give it the extra few seconds.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, bugger.
Yeah.
What are you going to do instead? Well, why don't you tell us about the twat first, and then I've got an idea.
Yes. Yes, if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. We do need your twats, so do like the theme feature, but we can't do it without twats. So do email me. Email me now.
Yeah.
Chocolate conflict.
you're loving Chocolate conflict.
I'm loving Chocolate conflicts.
You are. I'm going to do comedy suburbs, Tony.
All right.
Something we'd normally do at the start of the show, if we have it. But we've heard from Ken File of Colorado, USA. Have we heard from Ken before?
He got in touch a few weeks ago. Yeah, he definitely commented on Facebook before.
He did, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we've had this through now. Thank you, Ken. So if you have a joke for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Here goes. A farmer and his wife are asleep in bed when a knock at the front door wakes them around 3 a.m. The farmer walks downstairs, opens the door and sees a very drunk man reeling on his porch. "May I help you?" asks the farmer. "Hey, buddy," slurs the drunk man. "Can you give me a push?" "Get out of here, you drunk," says the farmer, who then slams the door and storms back upstairs to his bedroom. The farmer's wife, having heard the exchange, tells the farmer to go back downstairs and give the man a push. When the farmer protests the man is drunk, the farmer's wife reminds him of when their car broke down on the way to their own daughter's wedding and about the man who drove them to the wedding and then had their car repaired for free. "You pay it forward and go help that man out," she demands. The farmer stomps back downstairs and throws open the front door. The drunk man is no longer on the porch. The farmer calls out, "Do you still need a push?" Yeah, says the man from somewhere in the dark. "Where are you?" the farmer asks. "I'm on your swing."
Nice.
That's a good one, isn't it?
I like that.
There's a PS.
Okay.
PS. Very big thanks to you and Tony for the March the 8th show. My daughter will soon travel to Spain to study, and I am so happy to encourage her to seek out Le Tonton Macoute. Oh No is on very heavy repeat in my ear. Heck of a band.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant. So, yeah, if you'd like to hear Le Tonton Macoute, you'll have to go back a week or two for, well, the March the 8th show. That was the second track we played from them. And, of course, as we mentioned then, one of the members of Le Tonton Macoute is also in Wowy Los Argues. And, Ken, you should be getting your daughter to check out Wowy Los Argues as well. If you're anywhere near Valencia, check them out.
Mm.
Yeah. Right, that's it. Should we play the last song?
Let's do that.
Is it last song time?
It is
last song.
It is, yes.
It's last song time. Right, so... Now, this band, Tony, I can't find a record of where we got them from. But right. It's arrived this week via some PR company, I think. Bangor New Revival, a new rock band from Aberdare in Wales, Tony.
Okay.
And I rather like this. What is New Revival's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/New Revival.
SoundCloud.com/new-revival. Mm. Tony Internet 6.5. Tony 6.5. Blimey, if you ganged up with the internet, I'll have no chance. Tony 6.5, Paulie being the internet 2.5. This is New Kid.
Yeah.
That's about it this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Have you enjoyed it, Tony?
Yes.
It's been quite fun, hasn't it?
I think it has.
It's been quite fun. You've got a new phrase to irritate Steph with the rest
Chuck
of
my cornflakes.
There you go. And I haven't said the thing I normally say because you said it instead, so you have to give yourself the effects.
That'd be fine.
Oh, that'll be fine. It's fine when it's you.
Oh, yes.
Of course, yeah. Anyway, maybe you could just quickly read out the internet stations that carry the show.
We're on Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, Win Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, A-N-D-R-A.S-E, and finally we're on TBFM Online. Find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Tony, and thanks to all the bands and labels for helping us put the show together this week, and in particular, thanks to Dan, the former lead singer of Tiger, you absolute legend. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Your guns.